Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Dunleavy administration is taking steps to stabilize Alaska's economy during the coronavirus pandemic. During a nightly video conference briefing last night, Department of Labor Commissioner Tamika Ledbetter described program changes that will help displaced workers by building more flexibility into the unemployment insurance system.
State and federal legislation has given us the tools to address the unique challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. The 1 week waiting period has been waived and the weekly benefit for dependents has been increased. We are also waiving the actively seeking employment provision of the current law. This means that if you are impacted by a business closure or if you are caring for a family member with COVID-19 and you cannot work, you will not be required to actively seek employment in order to qualify for unemployment insurance benefits.
Commissioner Ledbetter said there's also increased federal funding for the UI program coming to states.
This will help us cover our increased costs as well as provide for an additional payment of $600 to each qualifying Alaskan who is receiving an unemployment benefit. The new law also provides coverage for the first time ever to the self-employed.
Ledbetter said the nuts and bolts of the self-employed UI program are still being put together, but that applications should be available soon. Ledbetter was followed by commissioners of the Departments of Commerce, Natural Resources, and Environmental Conservation, who described other measures to help businesses, including the suspension of license, lease, permit, and other fees. Faith institutions in Alaska are dealing with a ban on public gatherings at a time when many people are looking for guidance from religious leaders. As Alaska Public Media's Lex Trinan reports, many churches have adopted to the new online world.
Under Parker, the pastor at Shiloh Baptist Church in Anchorage, said that when he made the switch to online services, things felt different. Normally in black churches, there's a lot of interaction with the sermon.
There's a lot of amen, say it, do that, preach, that talk back to you, and it's a little different when you don't have that.
Now he says he's preaching to a mostly empty church, save for a few staff members that are required to produce the online service, which is streamed through Facebook Live and a few other platforms. Other institutions are finding new ways to engage with congregants. Folks are getting as creative as they can in conveying those messages to their audience. The Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Fairbanks is keeping it light.
There's lots of stuff to watch online while keeping safe from sinus ills. In this case, it's far better to enjoy your Netflix minus chills.
Those are parody lyrics by Eliza Rubinstein, and the two singers in the video are singing while holding a 6-foot pole, just to make sure they're keeping the proper distance. In Anchorage, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross.